Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden and Vice President Harris have driven a bold agenda for progress and for justice.
President Joe Biden signed multiple actions as part of his plan to combat climate change, a plan that he pitched Eisenhower or FDR style, tying it directly to the goal of creating new jobs.
It doesn't make any sense how, at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage. It doesn't make any sense. How?
Did you consider the ramifications of your actions?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you, but I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back.
All of a sudden, I'm feeling dizzy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love this GameStop story. I love the fact that the hedge fund traders on Wall Street are getting screwed. Welcome to the club. You know, this is the first payback from the deplorables to the ruling class, the deep state. And I know not everybody that's in that Reddit chat room is a Trump voter, and I know not everybody that's getting screwed on Wall Street is a Biden voter. But I'm going to say most of the people in the chat room are Trump people, or at least they're deplorables, irredeemables, and most of the big money people that are losing their shirts.
Bleep the system people.
Yeah, it's just you. How can you not love what happened here? If you haven't been following it,
if you weren't in on it, that's how you don't love it. I didn't get a chance to jump on board that train.
This is why I don't jump on trains, Taylor, because, you know, I always feel that I'm going to be the last guy in, and I'm going to lose my shirt. They said that Joe Kennedy knew that the crash was coming in 1929 when his shoeshine boy started giving him stock tips. And he said, I think I'm going to liquidate and become very liquid. So be ready for the repeal of Prohibition. And he was. But this is a great lesson in case you didn't hear. There was this stock GameStop, and it's a retail outlet for video games, a retail outlet for a brick and mortar video games when you can buy everything online, even more so than like a bookstore, or anything, or you know, or office supplies. And so this one major company, it's called Melvin Capital, shorted it. That means they took out contracts to sell the stock at a lower price than they could buy it, than it was being sold for. In other words, they were betting on it going down. So these people on a Reddit page just decided that they were going to bid it up, The people at Melvin Capital were betting it was going to be $6, and now they're going to have to buy the stock at $340 per share instead of $6 per share. That eats up a lot of billions real quick, and they're screwed. And apparently they've been doing the same thing with AMC, the theater company.
And Nokia and BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. I mean, when was the last time you heard of someone using a BlackBerry, let alone saw someone use a BlackBerry? AMC, when was the last time you went to a movie? And I just saw a story the other day. AMC got a $900 million lifeline to continue operation. I thought, I wouldn't give them 9 cents to a movie theater company. But I guess they're being jacked up, too, by this same crowd. And it's just because the plutocrats, the mini George Soroses. This is how George Soros made his money, by the way. And it was great then because he's a left winger and he's using the money to elect left wing DAs who want to let murderers out on the street and ruin American society. But now that it's just a bunch of people live in their basement, doing this. Oh, my God, it's the end of the line. This was my favorite cut about it. This was on Bloomberg. And, you know, nowadays everything has to be compared to Capitol Riot. The Capitol Riot was bigger than 9/11. It was bigger than Pearl Harbor. It was bigger than the Civil War. So everything henceforward, every horrible tragedy, every calamity, I should say, will now be compared to the Capitol riots. And this is how ridiculous it's become. Cut 14.
There is a jealousy, there's an anger, there's a frustration at the system. And I think the size of the crowd now encompasses that aspect. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's always a stridence to peaks in the market, but this has got anger behind it. And the behavior of the mob in many ways reminds me of what we saw 2 weeks ago at the Capitol. It's a mishmash of a whole lot of people.
So in other words, it's diverse. I thought we celebrated diversity, but now it's a mishmash. And it's not peaceful protesters of the domination of Wall Street and in the financial markets by a handful of greedy pigs. It's Capitol rioters. It's an insurrection, an erection insurrection against the stock market. And I guess that normal people have now been banned from buying these stocks. Oh, God.
Well, the rumor is that these hedge fund managers were able to regain their shorts just before they locked everybody else out, which scared a lot of people to sell. But the Reddit thread is telling people not to sell. They're going to hold
on. Yeah,
they say
that you got till Friday. But that's not very long because Friday's tomorrow. I don't know. I'm watching it from afar. I'm not tempted to get in. Are you, Taylor?
I was until I was locked out. I tried to get in on it this morning.
Really?
I had a friend yesterday who got in on the AMC deal. He made a quick $1,500. But yeah, I'm dabbling in this sort of investment.
You're gonna get your fingers burned, Taylor. You want my prediction?
It happens. You gotta lose money to make money.
844-500-4242. The mailroom manager says to me, "What should we invest in?" I always say mass municipal bonds. And she says, "We don't live in Massachusetts anymore, so we don't need to worry about the income tax." Well, we do, because we still have to pay income taxes. But then when she says, "What other than mass municipal bonds?" I say Florida municipal bonds. That's what I like. I'll ask Kevin Frisbee about it. He knows. He knows. He talks to me about this. I'm very conservative the older I get. 844-500-4242. But I like this quote from one of these stories. Kickboxing champion Andrew Tate said, "If I have to lose $6 million to destroy Wall Street, I'm ready to bleep and go. Bleep them." They're the worst people on the earth, meaning the hedge fund traders. They have no talent. They don't make money. They just have a pot of money, and they manipulate markets to make their pot go up with other people's money, and they get bailed out by the government anyway. They're the worst people in the world. That could be on the tombstone of George Soros. That's all he's ever done. So some of the people who stepped in to help out Melvin is Steve Cohen. You know what Steve Cohen just did? I mean, speaking of bad investments, he just bought the New York baseball Mets, you know? Do you think that was a good investment? And then he hired a perv from the Boston Red Sox as his general manager. That's his level of good judgment and his management acumen. NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman was literally stuttering her way through a justification for regulating the people who made the house lose. So you're only allowed to play by their rules. If they begin to lose, it's like if they fell behind at a football game 28-0 before the end of the first half, they would change the rules and say, you know what, touchdowns now are only going to count for 3 points. So it's only 12-0 at halftime instead of 28-0.
Well, this is censoring of another kind, isn't it? I mean, people are getting booted off of Twitter, and people are getting booted off of the financial market now because they get the game and they can control the game. This is all internet is going to be moving over to a decentralized platform in the next couple of years, hopefully.
Yeah. I love the quote. There's a quote in the New York Post today. It's a bloodbath, one hedge fund trader said. The unwashed masses have figured out how to play the shorts, and it's a bleeping carnage. Good. Good. 844-500-4242-207 says, I thought these talking heads loved the 99%. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Great news. The Gen 40 heater is back. I'm tapping it right now on social media and just in time for the really cold temps. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day are gone. Now there is a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means natural gas prices are going through the roof. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England this past week, and it's been snowing. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. You going to turn it up tonight, Taylor? It's going down to 10 degrees, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I did have to turn it up last night. It was a little cold last night, too, in the baby's room, so we turned it up a bit. He was having some trouble sleeping, but it kept him nice and comfortable. And look, if you didn't make any money in the GameStop trades, you may not be able to afford these energy prices coming up. So you might want to think about getting the Gen 40 heater.
And it's also too late for BlackBerry and AMC, apparently. I'd suggest some radio stocks of companies I used to work for. They may be next. Not the ones I currently work for, the ones I used to work for.
We're just looking at antiquated companies to invest in now.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now, and you will need to pay close attention to those heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Deal to get $50 off the sales price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Deal for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a great Cheap Bastard deal. These are going to go really fast. Let's have a little Cheap Bastard music theme song.
It's Howie Carr's Cheap Bastard deal. Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
With us is Robert Walker. He owns a number of great chains. He owns Aviva Trattoria. He owns the 110 Grill. He owns Apex Entertainment, and he also owns Pro Clean Auto Wash. And there are 10 of them, and they're all over the place. They're in the Merrimack Valley. They're in Worcester County. They go as far south as Franklin and Randolph. And right now, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Pro Clean Auto Wash for just $25. That's a great deal. And again, there are 10 locations throughout Massachusetts. And with us now on the line is Robert Walker. Robert, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Tell us about Pro Clean Auto Wash.
Hey, Howie. Great to speak with you again, and thanks for the intro. Appreciate it very much. We have 10 touch-free and soft-touch car washes located throughout Massachusetts, and they're in Chelmsford, Devens, Franklin, Marlboro, Millis, Pepperell, Randolph, Westboro, Westford, and Worcester. And it's conveniently located to all your listeners. And we know how loyal your listeners are, and we truly appreciate all their business with all our companies throughout the years. So we know it's snowing and the salt's on the road and eating up your precious commodity. Would love to keep your car clean and service you any way we can.
That's great. And this is really a good deal. I was talking to Phil Paleologos from WBSM today, and he just said he spent $27.50 on a car wash. So the price can go up, but this is a good way to get maybe two car washes for half price. You know, this is a good deal.
You certainly can. And our washes start at 10 and go all the way up to 20 for the super top wash, and they do a fabulous job with the Canuba wax. We've been in business since 1996, so long-standing customer service and results. And it's especially now in pollen season are our two best times of the year because, again, people spend a lot of money on their vehicles, and most people want to maintain them. And our washes do not scratch or dent or rip your antenna off, and that's always a plus.
Yeah, you know, I remember I used to have a Gremlin, and I never got it washed all through the 70s and into the 80s. And one day I was taking it up on Albany Street onto the entrance to the old the Southeast Expressway, elevated. And you know what happened, Robert? The axle on the front just cracked. It just went down. I was dead. And the tow truck came, and I said, what filling state? What service station do you think I should take it to? And he said, don't you mean a junkyard? So if you don't take care of your car, especially in the winter when there's the salt coming up underneath, you're going to run into trouble, aren't you?
You certainly are, and it's proven. We have a wash club. You can get discounts wash on our website, procleanautowash.com/mywash.com, and you know, we've got quite a few clients that just, you know, repeatedly come through. Limo companies, car dealerships give away our washes to new customers and so forth. And it's really a great thing to do is maintain your vehicle. On top of that, most of our locations are open 24 hours a day. So they're super convenient to people that are coming and going at different hours of the day, don't want to go fight the lines. Show up at 10 o'clock at night, have your car washed, keep it clean, and stay out of the salt and the snow and the grime.
Robert Walker, I have to ask you, under Phase 6, Section 32 of the COVID restrictions, do you have to wear a mask when you go through the car wash, when you're behind the wheel?
If you are behind the wheel, Howie, you do not need to wear a mask. However, your car should have one on because you never know who could be in the next bay next to you.
And if you bring your dog with you, in the shotgun seat, the dog should also be masked. And Dr. Fauci says you need two masks now. Two masks are better than one mask. That's today's version. And this is a great deal. And again, I just thought of something, Robert Walker. If you're this might be a good if your husband or your son or male in your family really loves the car, this might be a good Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, it's a great Christmas gift, Valentine's gift, Sunday gift, bar mitzvah gift, you know, you name it, funeral gift. I mean, you name it, we can sell them.
So ProClean Auto Wash, there's 10 locations throughout the state, and this is a chance to buy a $50 gift card to any of the Pro 10 auto washes in the state for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and these are going to go very fast. And so this is your opportunity. Again, you probably wouldn't want to use it today because of the snow and everything, but the snow and the sleet and the ice and the slush, it makes your car so filthy and dirty, and it's just not good for the car either. Okay. All right, so here it is, ProClean Auto Wash, and HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, get them. It's the cheap bastard deal. Thank you, Robert Walker.
Take care, Howie.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with Grace's News and the poll question. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you.
New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950. Buy direct and buy from a company that makes their products in the USA. From carpet stains to general cleaning, you need Genesis 950. Use code word Howie and save $10. Genesis950.com. Genesis 950. Much cheaper than replacing your carpet. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you saddened or gladdened by what happened to the hedge funds by way of GameStop stocks?
I'm gladdened.
See, I'm saddened because I wasn't in on it.
Oh, boy.
But I am gladdened that they got theirs. 93% say they're gladdened.
You know, I read in one of the papers today that they were saying they were comparing this to the earlier manias, like the tulip craze, the East India Company, dot-com, all that stuff. But I think people actually believed in those manias. You know, no one believes GameStop is worth anything, do they? Or AMC or BlackBerry? I mean, this is different.
No, they're like the memes of the stock world. You know, all these millennials on Reddit are just trying to bring back a little nostalgia. I don't think they believe in the companies. They just,
right.
They're picking things that they are familiar with.
And I think it's also a little bit of they're sick of these hedge fund guys, you know, beating up on these companies just because it's easy for them. So they decided to beat up on the hedge fund guys.
Right. That's what makes it so delicious, in my opinion.
Indeed.
Know?
Hey, Howie,
I'm just a watcher. I'm a viewer.
You're a consumer.
I'm not coming into the game.
Speaking of that controversy, though, Janet Yellen, who is the newly confirmed Treasury Secretary, allegedly received around $810,000 in speaking fees from the hedge fund that bailed out one of the primary losers in the recent GameStop frenzy. Yellen's financial disclosure shows her making $337,500 for multiple days in October of 2020 from Citadel. And I believe we have sound of Press Secretary Jen Psaki being asked about this and whether or not Janet Yellen would recuse herself. And let's play that.
I had a follow-up on the markets and everything that's mm-hmm. happening with GameStop. You did mention, I believe, yesterday that the Treasury Secretary is monitoring the situation and she's kind of on top of it. There have been some kind of concerns about her previous engagements with Citadel and speaking fees that she has received from Citadel. Are there any plans to have her recuse herself from advising the president on GameStop and the whole Robin Hood situation?
Well, just to be clear, what I said was that we have the Treasury Secretary is now confirmed. Obviously, we have a broad economic team. The SEC put out a statement yesterday that I referred to, but I don't think I have anything more for you on it other than to say, separate from the GameStop issue, the Secretary of Treasury is one of the world-renowned experts on markets, on the economy. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. She was paid to give her perspective and advice before she came into office.
She's from the Obama school of just talking and talking and talking, but not really saying anything.
Right. You know, Yellen was also against increasing the minimum wage before she was for increasing the minimum wage. This isn't the first, and it won't be the last, conflict of interest that she's going to find herself in. And I believe that Citadel is not the radio company, the bust-out radio company that is, I don't think they have $330,000 to pay anybody.
And no offense to Jen Psaki, but I don't think anyone carries the same amount of weight with the word expert anymore. She can thank Dr. Fauci for that.
Yeah. So 774 says, one is named Yellen, another of his appointees is named Blinken, and all the while Joe is drooling.
Very good.
Yellen and Blinken, it sounds like these are some of the reindeers that Rudolph used to go with in the on Christmas Eve.
I'm always suspicious of these huge speaking fees that they get paid, just because, I mean, would you really be that wowed if Janet Yellen came out and spoke to you for 20 minutes?
And how about Hillary Clinton? How about all the money Hillary Clinton made?
And didn't Obama once say at a certain point, I mean, you've made enough money?
Right. And she's 72. How much money does she need at this point?
I think that people are going to be outraged if she doesn't recuse herself. And wow, I mean, talk about baptism by fire. This is like, what, her fourth day on the job and this happens? It's going to be pretty interesting to watch.
Yes, I agree.
Howie, I also wanted to talk about, I know I played this earlier in my show, but I think you'd really appreciate it. I know that yesterday you spoke about John Kerry and how he is basically telling people to learn to code. He's telling people that they can make better choices and they can work on solar panels.
As I said, how come these coal miners in West Virginia can't figure out that it's better to be a gigolo and marry somebody who's older than you, but is worth $1 billion? That's better than going down into the coal mines every day. How come they can't figure that out? John Kerry put it two and two together pretty early.
Yeah, well, we can't all be as, you know, bright as John Kerry. Michael Mann, he's a climate activist. He was on with Willie Geist, and he has another idea, not just solar panels, but he has another job he thinks fossil fuel workers could maybe go to once they're put out of business. This is Michael Mann.
Okay, we don't have that one. But
okay.
Grace, I got a couple of questions yesterday from people. Say, does John Kerry still own the Flying Squirrel?
He does.
He does. Yes,
it's
he does
indeed.
The
Flying Squirrel LLC.
Yes, a limited liability corporation, in other words. It's still there. It is a Gulfstream Aerospace aircraft. And it's licensed with the Federal Aviation Administration until October of 2023. And I'm sure at that point it'll be retired, because he really believes in walking the walk in addition to talking the talk.
Oh, yeah. Just ask the people who made his boat in Rhode Island. All right. This is Michael Mann. Oh, okay.
What I also like is the idea of hiring a sort of civilian climate corps, which is in the plan, to provide jobs to those people who would otherwise be displaced by this transition.
A civilian climate corps.
They, of course, the Civilian Conservation Corps from the New Deal, and they put unemployed people, men, to work in these camps. And sometimes they had them write books. And there's some old, I guess that was the WPA, the Works Project Administration. So they're going to give up good, I mean, again, I wouldn't want to be in a coal mine, but these are union jobs mostly. They pay pretty well. And
right.
They're going to replace them with a CCC, a new CCC.
No, I know. It's absolutely insane. And the fact that they say it, and then John Kerry actually says, oh, no one's more concerned about your jobs than Joe Biden and John Kerry. Like, oh, yeah, I'm sure the people who just lost their jobs and got their pink slips believe that. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth, especially now, Howie, the roads are getting a little bit icier and it's getting chillier. And I just love having a great, secure car that I can drive. Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They are located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. So Howie always keeps you guys up to date with Governor Charlie Baker and his flawed vaccine rollout. But I think the big news of today was Andrew Cuomo. Howie, were you as shocked as I was that they actually came out with the report that shows just how much he was undercounting the deaths in the nursing homes?
Well, we all knew that was the case. You know, they it it wasn't just Republicans in New York State that were going after him. The Democrats, at the behest of Janice Dean, among others, held hearings on the deaths in the nursing homes. And they brought in, I think they subpoenaed Cuomo's hacks to testify, and they refused to come in. And so we knew this was only a matter of time. I just didn't know it was going to be, like you said earlier, over 50%. And so Charlie Parker's got to be saying, hey, can we update those stats saying that that Massachusetts is the number one state for nursing home deaths? We're only number two.
And I think the way they undercounted it, Howie, when you really get deeper into the article, is that's the shadiest part, is that they weren't counting people. So you got sick at a nursing home, they sent you to the hospital, and you died. And they were saying, oh, no, that's not a nursing home death. Because, like, technically you weren't in the nursing home when you died.
And again, everybody remember that they have emails. This is not somebody saying, I think I sent an email or I sent a letter. They have emails of at least one nursing home administrator in Brooklyn begging Cuomo's administration not to send the COVID-19 positive patients back to the nursing homes because it was going to kill people. And now it turns out it's killed. They say if you extrapolate the numbers from what they checked, it killed over 5,000 people.
And I think part of it that is so insulting is that Trump sent those two massive ships full of hospital beds. There was no shortage of space for people, and he just didn't use any of it. He sent them back into the nursing homes.
And the Javits Center, too.
Yeah.
Javits Center, right in Midtown. They in addition to the hospital ship on the Hudson River. And they didn't use any of it. And remember, oh, I don't have enough ventilators. People is going to die because we don't got no ventilators. Then they sent him the ventilators, and he ended up shipping them out to other states because he didn't use any of them either.
And I really wonder sometimes with him when he goes on these shows and he says things, he lacks any self-awareness. But when he puts his head on his pillow, does he really think he did a good job? Like, I know he wrote the book and he went on the book tour, but deep down, do you think he knows how much he screwed over New Yorkers?
I think he does.
You do? Oh, that makes me happy. Howie,
you know another thing too, Grace?
What?
You know, we don't have enough hospital beds. We're going to be screwed with that. We don't have no hospital beds. Since he became governor of New York many years ago, they have 20% fewer hospital beds in the Empire State.
Oh, it's almost like they weren't prepared.
But Trump did. That's Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Trump made, you know, Trump was involved in GameStop, you know.
Oh, he was.
Yes.
I was actually thinking that, you know, that on the Reddit thread, there's someone named like DJT145 and it's Donald Trump.
And you know what I also heard, Grace?
What?
He ran a stop sign today in Palm Beach.
Stop.
He didn't come to a complete stop.
And you know what I heard? There's a storm coming to New York City over the weekend, Howie. You know who's responsible for that?
Absolutely.
Orange Trump man bed. Hey, Howie,
it's
by the
climate
way,
climate change.
Before I leave you, I have a question. Did you see the story about PETA, how they're telling people now not to call? They're saying they don't want humans to denounce other humans with animal names. Like, you know, you call someone a chicken or a pig, or you say that person's lazy like a sloth.
We call them an ass.
Yeah, or you call someone a cow if you're really mean. Calling someone an animal as an insult reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. Some of the responses to this tweet, Howie, were amazing. People were like, congratulations on the stupidest tweet of 2021, and it's only been 4 weeks. And another person said, I can't tell if this is real or are you guys making fun of yourselves?
You know, I just thought of something. I mentioned him yesterday in my column about Ayanna Pressley and how she wants to let go all the fat prisoners.
Yeah.
And I mentioned a guy, a legendary Rhode Island fence from Providence, Alfred Rossi. You know what his nickname was?
What?
The Blind Pig.
Oh.
So not only was it an animal name, it was a disabled animal name.
Well, Howie, I kind of find it amazing that, and the example they give here, because they give you all words you should use instead. And I was just thinking of us, because sometimes when I have Howie correct my stuff for the Herald, he edits it and he'll take a word and he'll say, use this word instead because it packs more of a punch. Like I'll say, oh, the press is always bothering Trump. And Howie will say harangue. They harangue Trump because it's a little bit more effective. And some of these are just less descriptive. Like it said, instead of chicken, use coward. In lieu of rat, use snitch. In lieu of snake, use jerk. and in lieu of pig, use repulsive. And just as a writer, I was kind of like,
use rat at first reference and use snitch at second reference. Third reference, canary.
Something I've always said, pigeon. Any rallying cry from the left always adds more syllables to your sentences.
It's so true. And PETA always seems to involve themselves. But Howie, like this one, for example, ready? It says, instead of saying someone has sloth-like tendencies, call them lazy. If I was writing an article, Howie, and I said, and he's like a sloth, that would be better than saying he's lazy.
Yes, if you said he's lazy, I might say, Grace, change that to he's like a sloth.
And then I would go, how dare you?
How dare you?
Thanks, Howie.
All right. Okay, that's it for this segment. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. And Kevin, we certainly have something to talk about here today. The GameStop story. Are you enjoying this? And more importantly, what are the lessons for people to take away from this with their own financial investments?
Well, listen, there's a lot going on with this story, obviously, and there's a lot of things that I'm a little bit concerned about when you get government stepping in, making commentary. I just watched Elizabeth Warren on CNBC talk about how they want to regulate this type of trading. Well, this is free market trading. You know, these are real people putting money into an investment. Speculative, yes, and some people are going to get hurt by running it up that high and not getting out. But at the end of the day, let the markets do what the markets do. You know, some of these hedge funds that have lost 70 plus billion dollars by shorting some of these stocks. Yeah, 70 plus billion dollars.
Wow.
The lesson's going to be you're going to see a couple of hedge funds go belly up in the next probably week. And that's going to be a lesson to the hedge funds, number one, not to mess with the markets. And number two, you let the markets do what they do. These are normal people putting in regular their own money to trade the markets. And that's what the markets that's what markets are all about.
None of my money is invested in GameStop, is it? I hope.
No, it's not. I've not been playing those trades for sure. I can promise you that, Howie.
But this just goes to show how volatile things are. And I mean, this is a case where the man is biting the dog. But in most cases, when you try to speculate at this level, day traders eventually get burned. It's like Damon Runyon used to say, all horse players die broke. I would say the same thing about day traders, right?
That's fairly accurate. You know, there's a handful that come out on top, but it's like the lottery players. And like you say, the horse bettors, you know, they're going to spend more money than they make in most cases. But yeah, again, it's speculation. You got young people right now that are experiencing the market for the first time and jumping in and using social media platforms like Reddit to communicate and say, hey, we're going to focus here and run up a stock. And again, the hurt comes from a normal retail person getting caught up in this. These are professionals that are taking large chunks of money and running up the stock price of a particular stock. It's the normal Joe that will try to buy on a run up and play that game, and then they're gonna end up losing on a down. You see,
what have you got for our listeners today?
GameStop today,
Kevin. What have you got for our listeners today?
GameStop's down 33%. All right, so I got the 7 Financial Blind Spot DVD and a copy of my book, Every Dime, Every Day, to anybody that wants to call. No obligation to do business with us. You can meet with us if you want. 1-800-989-9100 is the number to be able to reach us, Howie.
Yeah, that's if you want the DVD or the book or just to set up a meeting to discuss whether or not how heavily you should be invested in GameStop, BlackBerry, and AMC. Right?
How about not heavy? But yeah, let's take a look at your portfolio and again, manage some of the risk with the volatility that's about to happen.
Yeah, volatility. That's what this story is all about. Again, what's the number, Kevin Frisbee, if people want to go get some of this DVDs or books?
Yep, it's 1-800-989-9100, Howie.
And the web address?
FrisbeeBenefits.com.
FRISBIE. Thank you, Kevin, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.